Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. Today, we're digging into some of the big stories students are seeing right now in The Juice.
That's the daily educational app, right?
Yeah.
Designed to make complex news easier for kids to grasp.
Exactly. And our goal here is to give you, parents and teachers, a quick overview and maybe some, you know, starting points for conversations with your students.
Sounds good. What's on the docket today?
Okay, so we've got global plastic pollution efforts, or the lack thereof, then some really amazing black hole discoveries.
Ooh, intriguing.
Yeah. Also, the story of a super young swimming star, a great quote from Theodore Roosevelt preserving Gula culture, and the fight over congressional redistricting.
Quite a mix. Let's jump in.
All right. First up, plastic pollution. There was another UN summit in Geneva recently. Mm-hmm. And well, for the second year straight, the big global powers couldn't agree on a treaty to really limit plastic pollution.
Still stuck, huh? What's the main hangup?
It seems to boil down to production limits. Should laws actually cap how much plastic is made? Some countries and the industry itself are pushing back hard.
Economic concerns, I imagine.
Pretty much. But environmental groups point out that recycling isn't nearly enough. Less than 10% of the 400 million tons made each year gets recycled.
Wow. Less than 10%. That's stark.
Yeah.
It really is. It's a classic tension, isn't it?
Mm.
Economic arguments versus environmental needs.
Definitely.
So for discussion, maybe explore that conflict. How do economic priorities make international environmental action so tricky?
And maybe also, you know, individual choices versus the big picture government and industry action. Where's the balance?
Some points.
Okay, shifting from Earth's problems to, well, the wider universe, The Juice covered some huge black hole news.
Yeah, like what?
Well, first, the James Webb Space Telescope found one that's 13.3 billion years old.
Whoa, that's ancient, back near the dawn of the universe.
Right, and it's massive, 300 million times the sun's mass. Then, get this, astronomers found another one, possibly the largest ever.
Seriously? How big?
An estimated 36 billion times the sun's mass. Just mind-boggling.
How did they even see that?
They didn't, not directly. They detected how its gravity bent the light from galaxies behind it, like a giant cosmic lens.
Ah, gravitational lensing. That's incredible. It really speaks to how these new tools, like Webb, let us perceive things so far away in space and time.
Exactly. Makes you wonder about the sheer scale of everything, doesn't it?
Absolutely. A good discussion point could just be, what amazes you about space?
Yeah.
Or how do these instruments help us understand the past?
Yeah, lots to think about there. Now back to Earth for a human story. A young swimmer from China, Yu Zidi. She's only 12.
12. Competing internationally.
Yes, at the World Aquatic Championships. Placed fourth in three events, even won a bronze medal, competing against mostly 14-year-olds and up.
That's incredible talent, but wow, that's young for that level of pressure.
That's exactly the discussion it sparked. Experts are raising concerns, you know, about the physical and emotional toll of such intense training and competition at that age, even though she met the standards.
It's a tough one. That early specialization, it has upsides, obviously, incredible skill development. But the downsides?
Burnout. Missing out on other things.
Precisely. So maybe talk about that balance. What are the pros and cons of focusing so intensely on one thing so young? How do kids balance talent development with just being kids?
Good questions. Okay, next up, a quote from Theodore Roosevelt featured in The Juice.
Yeah, okay.
He said, "Optimism is a good characteristic, but if carried to an excess, it becomes foolishness. We are prone to speak of the resources of this country as inexhaustible. This is not so."
That still resonates today, doesn't it? Especially the part about inexhaustible resource.
Totally. He was the 26th president, big on conservation, started the national park system, protected over 230 million acres.
Right. The square deal president.
Yeah.
And that famous speak softly and carry a big stick diplomacy.
Yep. But that quote about resources, it's about realistic optimism, isn't it?
I think so. Not pessimism, but acknowledging limits.
Yeah.
A great prompt might be, what does realistic optimism mean? Especially with shared resources. And how did figures like Roosevelt shape our view of conservation?
Yeah, definitely relevant. Okay, another cultural story now from right here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the Voices of Gula group from St. Helena Island in South Carolina. They're working to preserve these ancient songs rooted in West Africa.
Passed down from their enslaved ancestors.
Exactly. The Gullah Geechee people were quite isolated on those barrier islands.
Right, which ironically helped them preserve so much of their African cultural heritage, language, traditions, songs.
Yeah, and that culture is now actually protected by an act of Congress.
That's wonderful. It really underscores the importance of preserving cultural traditions, doesn't it? Those living connections to the past.
For sure. So discussion points could be, why is preserving heritage like songs and stories important? And how can history, like that isolation, shape cultural preservation?
Absolutely fascinating.
Okay, finally, let's touch on a current political issue. Congressional redistricting. A complex one.
Ah, yes. Redrawing the maps. Always contentious.
Well, the Jews covered how there's this nationwide battle brewing led by Texas Republicans and California Democrats. They're trying to redraw congressional maps now outside the usual census cycle.
Kind of gain an edge for the 2026 midterms.
That seems to be the goal. Critics call it gerrymandering, of course, drawing districts to favor one party. They argue it dilutes voters' power.
And you see examples in both states where the representation in Congress doesn't quite match the statewide vote totals.
Exactly. It raises fundamental questions about fairness.
Definitely. A key discussion point here is, how does the way district lines are drawn impact election fairness and who gets represented?
And maybe explore different views on how maps should be drawn. What's the fairest way? Population? Communities of interest? It's tricky.
Very tricky. No easy answers.
Well, that covers the main topics from the Juth for today. We hope this overview gives you some valuable insights for your own conversations.
Yeah, hopefully some good starting points to encourage that critical thinking and discussion about the world.
Thanks so much for joining us for this deep dive.
See you next time.
Thanks for listening to this overview of the Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.